1077 The Island. I have Chef Anthony from the business.
What's up? What Go Big Give time. That's what I'm doing.
He's excited.
Yes, this is Go Big Give 12. I'm almost positive it's our 12th year doing this, and my 7th year doing it with the United Way and the Grand Island Community Foundation, and they have raised to date $10.5 million. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Woo! Yes.
Every year it's more.
It is awesome.
We have a generous community. So, Chef, what's coming up?
What I'm doing is my 5th annual bake sale. Mm-hmm. And on Saturday, April 26th, from 10 to 3 at Destiny Church. That's where I've had it several times. Mm-hmm. 4306 West Highway 30 here in Grand Island. I will have a bake sale available for folks to come by, and they could take home some goodies for the weekend. And on Friday and Saturday morning before the bake sale, I am requesting folks to donate product, baked breads, baked sweets. We're asking for muffins, pies, cakes, cinnamon rolls. If folks are into gourmet popcorns, like pretzel rods covered with chocolate and sprinkles and stuff like that, we're also branching out into pickled goods and salsas. Yeah.
I love it.
So there's an opportunity on Friday from 10 to 2 at the church to donate and drop off stuff, and I'll be there. And then Saturday morning from 7 to 9, to also drop stuff off, and we kick off the event at 10 o'clock.
This is going to be amazing.
And this is it's a good thing for me. I mean, it generates really great money for us, and it's just great to see people from our community who maybe I haven't seen in a while. They come and catch up, take something home, chit-chat, how's it going? We love what you're doing, and it's a good thing.
That's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
And you really do bring the people together, Chef. You know, I see that we've got a QR code. We've come to that point in our lives where we have to have a QR code.
The QR code is for our year in review video that I put together from 2024. So it's a 12-minute video. I spent like a minute on each month with photos and sharing, this is where your money is going, folks. There's proof, you know, because folks always say, what do you guys do?
We want those checks and balances. Well, you do prove it.
Yeah, and any need you can possibly think of, we've encountered, and we want it just an opportunity to say, yes, I can help. We can't always help, but I want the opportunity. On our way here, I got a buddy who's going to be homeless, an Army veteran who's going to be homeless very soon, and so right now he's moving stuff into a storage unit, and he says, Chef, I'm almost out of gas, so I'm going to meet him right up the street, and we're going to load up so he can try and get some semblance to order to his life, even though he's going to be homeless.
Well, we can't let that happen.
I know. And that's why we're working with organizations. We work with a lot of organizations in town.
There's a lot of great ones out there. Yeah. Crossroads is a great one, Crossroads Mission. And so I hope that that doesn't happen. I believe in the power of prayer, though,
amen.
Too.
Amen. Yes.
I'm so grateful that our community has the Business Coalition for Veterans. And this is going to be a lot of fun for Go Big Give.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of work, but it's so worth it.
You know, we recently got a call from a single mom, a Navy veteran, two teenage daughters, and they have a bed bug infestation.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And someone told her, why don't you call Chef? So she did, and we hooked up with the exterminator that we use, and he's taking care of that situation. And during all of that, then they all got COVID.
No.
Yes. And so.
If it weren't for bad luck, right? Oh.
I went by and I dropped off like almost $200 worth of groceries on their doorstep and said, here. You know,
he's going to make me cry, ladies and gentlemen.
This is what we're commanded to do. If your brother asks you for a loaf of bread, you don't hand him a stone and say, God bless you and go on your way.
Right.
You know,
no.
If we have it within us to help our fellow man, woman, and child, then we are responsible to do that.
I agree.
Now, there's wisdom involved and discernment and all that. You know, we just don't go willy-nilly and throw money at people. But
no.
But we test the waters and we verify things. And a sponsor came forward who was very familiar with her situation. And they gave me $1,000 and said, here, help this family, Chef.
Oh, Chef.
And they're a sponsor who was with me in the very beginning.
And you allowed to say their name?
They asked me not to.
Oh, that's wonderful, too, when people are like that, too, want to be anonymous. But You know what? If they're listening, I really want to thank you for helping.
Yeah.
Helping our community and just showing how good this community really is. And go.
I love you, my brother. If you're listening, I love you. And and the exterminator even said, because she's in a really small single wide trailer, and they had to get rid of the beds.
Sure.
So we're going to get them new beds.
Yes.
When they're moving into a new place, he said, I will go to the new place and I'll take care of that place before they even move in.
Yeah.
And she just texted me 2 days ago, Chef, we got a house.
Oh, fantastic.
So we'll be helping them move in and find new things. Because, I mean, really, when you have an infestation, you really should
burn it down, in my opinion, but that's just me.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I've worked at a great organization where it just happens.
Yeah.
They're travelers. They're lazy bugs,
mm-hmm.
but they like blood.
Yeah.
So I know that you have to heat the room up to a really hot temperature.
And if you have things you want to keep,
yes,
you got to put them in plastic and set them out in the sun or use a steamer
right.
and go over it with really hot steam.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a process.
It is. We had a hot tent where we used to work, too. So anyway, it kills them. That's where they need to be.
So know that your money, folks,
yes.
that which you donate, the baked goods that you donate to help us raise money all throughout the year when we have events and you come and attend and you spend money and you participate in what we're doing, your money is going to a good cause.
It really is. All right, Chef, let's let them know again. What's going on?
Saturday, April 26th at Destiny Church, 4306 Highway 30. I will be there from 10 to 3. Hosting a bake sale, and I am requesting on Friday from 10 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon at Destiny, you drop off baked goods or items you want to donate, and also Saturday morning from 7 to 9, I'll be accepting baked goods at the church.
Very good. All right. Well, Chef, it's always a pleasure having you here.
Love you, folks. God bless you all. Thank you, sister. I love you.
All right. Thank you, guys, and keep it right here on 107.7 The Island.